Where would you say Kevin King's at in his progress halfway through the season?
I mean, we're halfway in, and he's, you know, played pretty much like a rookie, a little bit up and down. He's had some good games, had some probably one difficult game, and hopefully he'll take off from here.
So, what do you think of the way your group's played of late, and what do you need from them as a group to kind of get the defense going here in the right direction?
Well, as of late, nobody's played well. I mean, on the team. We've lost, what, three in a row? So, you know, from our group, we have to get the ball more. We need to play better on third down. Situational football as a defense and position has not been good enough. When I say situational, third down, two-minute, red zone, none of it's been good. So we have to play it better, and we have to coach it better. Starts with us, and then once they understand what they have, we can't have foolish penalties when they're not needed. We can't have blown assignments. We can't have free runners. It's not acceptable. So that's what we have to do as a position, as a defense, as a team, if we want to get back in a winning category.
Joe, with all that said, are you pleased with how Demaryius has responded from what happened the last time you guys played the Bears in the four-game sets?
You know, I think a lot of people blew that situation out of the water. You know, it wasn't what it appeared to be outside of the building. So it wasn't that big of an issue. But to answer your question, he has forced turnovers the last four games. He's given tight coverage. He's tackled well in the support game. I know this last game he had two tackles for a loss. He's using extensions. So I've been pleased with the way that he has approached these last couple games. Now, like I've always said about him and everybody in the room, it's a consistent play. And like I told the guys today, I don't think we've had a game where the three guys that played the most have all played well at the same time. House will have a really nice game, but somebody else doesn't. Kevin will have a really nice game, and somebody else doesn't. Well, it's time that all three of the guys that are out there, because we're primarily a sub team, all three guys perform well at the same time. And once that happens, it's going to give the defense the ability to play better. So.
So going back and watching the game again, watching the play that House gives up the touchdown to Jones, he's up at the line of scrimmage. It gives him a free release, doesn't redirect him, but it looks like he's in press man. What's going on there? I see that not just from you guys, but I see it around the league. Is that a specific technique? Is that something?
Every time you're not going to get your hands on. I mean, he used a speed release technique. He got outside. Sometimes you press with your feet 45 out. If you look at the interception that House had against New Orleans and look at the same play, and you get it to the junction point, which is at 4 yards, look at the position he is in both of them. He's in the same position. All right. Now, up the field is where the difference in the touchdown he gave up in the interception. Up the field, 11 was able to push, strong arm push, separated, made a really nice play. All right. In the New Orleans game, House got high shoulder, got his eyes around, the ball was up there. So even though you're pressed and you want to get your hands on, sometimes you press with your feet, then you bring your hands. If you can move them and move them off the red line and get in phase, sometimes that's as good as getting your hands on at the line of scrimmage. You know, so every play is different. You know, they beat us on that play. That was a nice throw and catch, and we got beat.
Coach's junction point, the first 4 yards off the line or downfield?
The junction point is where the contact is made. You know, so you look at different people. Some people talk about Sam. Sam was a 2 yard junction point person where he's an offhand jam. He's bringing his hand to it. You look at a guy, you know, Patrick Peterson back in the day. He's changed his technique some, but he was a 4 yard junction point guy. It's different. It's wherever you get your hands on at the phase. Now, sometimes you might not get your hands on at that position because they are running away from you. But that's what I mean when I say junction point.
Joe, just curious, you know the play that I think it was a third down play where King went for the back end of kind of deflection. It was out in the flat.
Yes, the one that he missed, and the guy got up the sideline.
Is that the play? Is that what, you know, he just makes it or he doesn't? Is that
if he's gonna make the decision to come under, he has to make the play. All right, so it's an interception or it's a big hit. He can't allow that ball to get outside of us. And that's part of what I'm talking about. We have to be better on third down. I have to do a better job of having him understand that he either hits through the man or he gets the ball. All right, but the ball's not caught for a first down. All right, and I got to make sure I do a better job of having him understand that.